At that time, the Fort Wayne Urban League Soundwalk Project. How do we pull together upward mobility? And that's we help ourselves. When people come together, then they have to figure out how they're going to make it happen. My name is Roberta Frances Ridley. I do genealogy. The research has shown that the first African Americans that actually showed up in Fort Wayne showed up with the building of the fort. I guess if we gave a fair range, it would be like 1770 to 1780. Redlining has always been in play.
My father was born in 1920 and lived in an area that was called Westfield, off of Ardmore Road and Jefferson Boulevard.
The Urban League has been in Fort Wayne since 1920, was one of the earliest, they say actually the first, not-for-profit human service agency.
The Wheatley Center is what the African American Museum used to be called.
One of the buildings over right around the corner from the museum was a place that was kind of like a rooming house. Pullman porters and the black railroad people, because again, everything was segregated. They'd have to spend the night here between shifts.
The less desirable places to live were along the railroad tracks. So African Americans typically got to live along those particular areas. My name is Denise Porter. I worked for the Urban League from 2011 to 2014.
My name is Dr. Alfred Brothers, Jr. Spent 22 years in the Air Force. I'm now a retired engineering program manager. To me, the Urban League and business coexist.
At that time.
My name is Mary Barksdale. My entryway into the Urban League was through International Harvester. I served as the International Harvester board member for the Urban League.
My name is Sheila Curry Campbell. The National Council of the Urban League Guild is an auxiliary. It's a volunteer group that supports the National Urban League and our local Urban League. Membership is the lifeblood of any organization. I'm also the membership chair for the Fort Wayne Urban League Guild.
People ask, you know, well, how did you get involved? It's like, I can't remember not being involved because as a child, I remember my parents and the other neighborhoods people would come together a lot of times in our basement and talk about what are we going to do about this busing situation? What are we going to do about housing?
When the whole country started to change, you know, the Martin Luther King, whatever happened all over the country, the NAACP changed, the Urban League, and all of these things.
What brought Dr. King to Fort Wayne in 1963 is he was good friends with the minister here, Reverend Clive Adams, who is the leader at Union Baptist Church, which is on Smith Street. My name is Chris Elliott, and I wrote the book Before the Dream, Martin Luther King's 1963 Speech and Civil Rights Struggles in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
My name is Paula McGee. My oldest sister, she was 13 years older than me. Her and her husband, they were active with tutoring and being active with the youth program over at the Urban League, and that was when it was over on Pontiac.
In 1980, the Urban League had their annual dinner, and it was a big affair. There were several hundred people there. I believe it was Synovia that convinced the board to ask Vernon Jordan, who was executive director of the National Urban League, to be our guest speaker.
I became Urban League Guild president in 1973. The program went well. It was following the program when Vernon left the area that he was shot. Now, I do know that at the hospital, the two wonderful black doctors that tended to him, Dr. Stovall and Dr. Tolles, and they got national recognition for that.
At that time,
my name is Condra Ridley. Primarily, I'm known as a librarian because I worked for Allen County Public Library for 28 years straight, and as a storyteller. Before the establishment of that whole block that has the Urban League and Pontiac Library, there were homes there. I grew up in that neighborhood, actually.
This is Jonathan C. Ray. I was the Urban League president and CEO from 2005 to 2017. I have to give credit to A.V. Fleming, the guy that came before me. The Urban League, they were in the building downtown, but the problem with that is the owners of the building didn't want the Urban League to put their name on the outside of it. So unless you knew that that was an Urban League building, you wouldn't know.
Lack of a permanent address sometimes gives a feel of lack of a permanent presence in the community.
I think we suffered probably a recession of our own. Things kind of went down. Business, if you can call it business, slowed down. We lost some programs. We lost a chief executive or two. My name is John Rogers. I've been a member of the board off and on since about the year 2000.
At that time,
a neighborhood is residents in a community where everyone feels a part. I mean, community is something that I think is missing in today's America. We really lived my entire life in the center of Fort Wayne in McCulloch and Hugh Street area. And I look at it now, it's kind of a ghost town. A little disappointing.
I myself grew up on Buchanan Street in about 1955. Buchanan Street was a melting pot. It was like New York's Fort Wayne.
I was born and raised in Fort Wayne, right here in East Central neighborhood, and been a member of Pilgrim Baptist Church.
Most of the blacks lived near each other because we couldn't buy houses anyplace else, so we kind of did.
I grew up on the corner of Lafayette and Masterson. Dr. Graham was the neighborhood doctor, so that was a thriving business for him. My name is Joe Jordan. When I got out of college, took a job with the Urban League back in, I think it was 1986 or so. At the time, there was a gentleman by the name of Frazier. He was the CEO, very, very strong, charismatic person, and hired me to come in to kind of revamp, repurpose the employment program.
Part of the role of the Urban League from the beginning also was seeking equity. My name is Carol Cartwright. As Director of Planning and Program Research, I suggested that we emulate some of the publications being done by other urban leagues and that we produce a State of Black Fort Wayne.
Employment and housing are key and important to a parent being able to support their child. So having a robust employment program, to me, a big part of what the Urban League is.
At that time,
the Fort Wayne Urban League Sound Walk Project,
sponsored by the Fort Wayne Media Collaborative,
Indiana Landmark Black Heritage Preservation Program,
and Indiana Humanities.
Recorded in part at WELT Studios.